Chapter 2. Reading. Page 17. Pollution Fighters.
Judy is collecting some facts for a class project on pollution. She is interviewing Dr. Ray, a scientist, about trees.
Why are you so interested in trees, Dr. Ray?
They're the biggest and oldest living things on Earth, Judy.
Yes, but what good are trees? They make streets more beautiful and less noisy. But what else can they do?
Well, there's wood in your pencil and the bench. Rubber on the end of your pencil. And paper in your notebook. All from trees. And while you're studying at home, do you like to eat an orange or sip a Coke or a coffee?
Sometimes.
Well, the fruit, the nuts for the Coke, and the beans for the coffee all come from trees. And I suppose you also enjoy breathing pure, cool air.
Of course.
Then you must thank trees for that too. Trees are natural air conditioners. They take harmful gas from the air and release oxygen into the air. How many people are there in your class, Judy?
46.
Well, 1.5 hectares of trees could produce enough oxygen to keep your whole class alive and healthy for a year.
That's wonderful.
Trees cool the air as well as clean it. 3 trees can do the job of 15 air conditioners running almost all day.
You certainly know a lot about trees, Dr. Ray.
Thank you, Judy, but I don't really. Scientists are only now beginning to understand them. For example, did you know that when insects attack a tree, it can warn its neighbors? They protect themselves by producing a chemical that makes their leaves taste nasty. And some trees can join their roots together underground and pass food and water around. Trees are communicating with one another, but we don't know how.
Are trees in danger?
In great danger. We cut down and burn millions every year, but we replace hardly any of them. We are destroying our best fighters against pollution.
Listening. Page 19.
Judy's school took part in a tree planting campaign. To attract people to join, Judy and Rita wrote a notice. Listen to them talking and complete the notice by putting one word in each space.
Hi, Rita. What are you doing?
Hi, Judy. I'm just writing a poster about tree planting.
Oh, that's interesting. Can I help you?
Yes, please do. I want to write a list of reasons why we should plant trees. Can you give me some ideas?
Well, trees are very beautiful.
Yes, they make our streets more beautiful.
And they help to stop the noise on our streets.
That's true. Trees make our streets less noisy. What else?
Well, they help to make the air pure.
Good. Number 3. Trees make our air purer.
And they make it cooler, too.
Right. Trees make our air cooler.
And don't forget that trees release oxygen. We need that to breathe.
That's a good point. Number 5. Trees make oxygen to keep us alive and healthy.
And we get things from trees, don't we?
You mean like fruit?
Yes. And paper.
Right. Trees provide us with useful things like fruit and paper.
And they help us to fight pollution.
That's important. Trees help us to fight pollution. Is there anything else we can say?
Well, the main reason we need more trees is that people keep cutting down so many of them.
Yes, trees are in danger. There, that's 8 reasons. Thanks for your help, Judy.
You're welcome.
Speaking, page 22.
A. Talk time. The sounds I and E. Exercise A1. 1. A ship. A hill. A bin. To live. 2. A sheep. A heel. A bean. To leave. 3. Ship. Sheep. Hill. Heel. Bin. Bean. Live. Leave. Exercise A2. 1.
I planted 3 trees.
2.
They bit me and beat me.
3.
These shoes don't fit my feet.
4.
This is a sheep, and that is a ship.
5.
I don't want to leave the place where I live.
Exercise A3.
What do you want from the supermarket, Lily?
get me some meat and peas, please? Some fish and chips? And some Indian tea.
Meat, peas, fish, chips, and Indian tea. Right, I'll be back in a minute.
Page 26. More practice. A. Dear friend, trees are our friends. They work hard for us. They cool our cities and clean the air. They remove dust and change carbon dioxide into the oxygen we breathe. Trees reduce sound pollution for large urban areas and add beauty to cities. They can help increase the value of property. Homes with many trees have higher values. Without trees, soil would wash away, and there would be no food for us to eat. Without tree shade, the earth would get too hot to live on. Trees provide shelter, food, and things for both humans and animals. They also supply material for houses, furniture, paper products, etc. Some trees even provide important ingredients for medicines that cure illnesses. Without trees, we would die. In the last 200 years, more than half of all the trees on the earth have been destroyed. We need more trees. For every tree being planted today, 30 trees are being cut down. Trees for Life is making a difference. We plant trees and take care of them to help protect our environment. We give help to all the people who would like to join us in this project. We want to plant 100 million trees in the next 10 years. If you want to find out more about us, please send us an email at info@treesforlife.org. We hope you will have lots of fun. From Trees for Life.